Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, fam? What's going on, man? It's your boy Lico Mac, man, getting it in, man. You already know, getting it in, y'all, man. I'll tell you what, man, we have a lot of great things going on, man. Happy Tuesday to y'all, man. You know, just having a great, great Tuesday. You know, doing a career change, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Still trying to stay in this game, but, you know, got some other stuff going on. But I'm here live at the Aletheia Temple Church, and man, we got these brothers together, man. Give a big shout out to my my brother, Pastor Alcee Chris Jr., man. We are here at his church, and we got some great things, discussions going on, and I promised y'all the show, so I definitely have to do the show today because I promised my fans and my family the show. But we definitely have some big things going on right now in discussion with other guys and different things like that. So, but I thank you guys for tuning in today, man. We're going to have a great show. I'm going to try to hang in there as long as I can, you know, as long as I can do it, you know. So, but we definitely got some great things popping off. You know, we out here doing our thing, man. So we got some brothers meeting out here. But, man, we thank God for today, man. We're looking at some change in our community, man. You know, I'm from Fort Worth, as you know, and a lot of people call it Funky Town. A lot of people call it Fort Murder Worth. But, you know, I got a thing going on in myself that I would like people to adopt, and that's the City of Worth, man. Fort, the City of Worth, man. That's what I really would like. But, man, we got some great things coming up, man. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, man. You know, we got the Juneteenth celebrations coming up now, man. You know, definitely got that happening June 16th through the 19th, actually. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we definitely want to invite you, man. If you want to know more about it, and I'll give you some more information here later, you can also go to Next, N-E-X-T, the number 2, thestage.com, next2thestage.com. And you can get some more information about it, man. But I will tell you a little bit more about it as well. But you know, as we do every Tuesday, you know, we start out with thanking our Most High for being who He is and giving us what we have, waking us up another day, being blessed, man. You know, God really has done some great things this week as a praise report, man. Change jobs, and I tried to get on with 415 SD bus line some years ago when I was younger, and I wasn't able to, man. And I went back a couple of weeks ago and did an application online. They called me, got a chance to do the drug test and the physical, pass that, man. It's great. I just did some other paperwork. So hopefully I'll be driving buses, man, working on getting my CDL. So God is really doing a great work with opening doors and showing favor, you know. But I thank Him for that. But when we come back, I'll let you know some more about what's going on in the community coming up next week. Got some great things coming up. And, man, also awesome things. Matter of fact, we got something coming up tomorrow that's going to be awesome as well. And I'll tell you about this as soon as we get through. But I got to play my boy, man. We supposed to be having him on last week. Didn't get a chance to get him on due to the storm. So we apologize for that. I definitely want to thank my boy and give a big shout out to Church Boy Young Paul, who will be actually at the Juneteenth celebration with us on June the 18th at the Fort Worth Water Gardens from 6 to 2. He'll be out there performing. So that's what I'll be playing today, man. He's a homegrown gospel artist, man. He's dealing with sickle cell, but he's out here doing his thing, man. And we want to thank him for sending this song over. And I was hoping he would have called, but, you know, we talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and he's on a mission. He's out there doing his thing. So if you want to hit him up, man, Church Boy Young Paul, Church Boy one word, Young Paul two separate words on Facebook, man. Catch up with him. This is Hallelujah. This is his hit single right here. We'll be right back, y'all. Let's go, Mac.
Sometimes I feel like He can't hear me.
I ain't tripping.
Hey, let me get up out my feelings.
I ain't tripping.
See, that's just the price of living.
I ain't tripping.
Sometimes it be like that, but I know He got my back. Hey, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. wait a minute, doubt. You got a problem to spit about. What you tripping about? Get the Bible then hit it, bro. Put your hands in the air, baby, like I just don't care. Don't be scared, this is favorite care. Show what you mean, don't swear at all. Bounce to the beat, throw your mind, bounce to the beat. Do it like me, lift this name up high. Matter of fact, do it like a G. Can't you see? What's your problem, dog? What's your problem, dog? You mad, bro? I'll up in your feelings, dog. He ain't there what you want him, but you there what you need him on time. Just give an eye to it, don't worry about a thing, you fine. I'ma do my thing, ain't worried about the thing, just grind. So thank you, Lord. Let's ride.
Sometimes I feel like he can't hear me. I ain't tripping. Hey, let me get up out my feelings. I ain't tripping. See, that's just the price of living. I ain't tripping. Sometimes it be like that, but I know we got my back. Hey, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
yeah. Hallelujah, that's the highest praise. Let me thank the Lord for another day. When it feel like I be down and out, he came and made a way. Things never stay busy, but I know God got me. When I ain't got no money, and when I'm down and out, and when I'm out of line, the Lord is my witness. He done brought me through so much, can't even get it out, but I'm so thankful for my eyes, my ears, my arm, my legs, my mouth, my temple, man. Thank the Lord for the roof over my head and for them four wheels spinning that get me to that bread. I say glory, hallelujah, 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 Lord, I salute.
Sometimes I feel like he can't hear me.
I ain't tripping.
Hey, let me get up out my feelings.
I ain't tripping.
See, that's just the price of living. Sometimes it be like that, but I know we got my back. Hey, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh yeah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
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 Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my boy, Church Boy, Young Paul, man, hallelujah right there, man. I know y'all already know what's up with that, hallelujah, man. We appreciate you for that, man. That's a hot joint, man, one of his new hit singles, man. Like, again, I'm here live at the Aletheia Temple Church, man. This brother's getting it in, man, from all over the city representing. We getting it in, man, over here, and I want to thank the brothers for coming out, man. I had a big announcement also tomorrow, man, which is Wednesday. Big shout out to my homeboy Donnie B, man. Big shout out to him, and we'll be out in the community, doing a service downtown Fort Worth, man, the old courthouse steps. We'll be out there giving tribute to the late Muhammad Ali, man. The late Muhammad Ali, man, the greatest. Man, not only just in the ring, but outside the ring, man. So, big shout out, man. He's really gonna be missed, just like all the rest of them, man. It's something we losing our icons and our mentors and things like that. But we have things. Thank God for YouTube and film and other things we can get study up on some of these great things that he had done, and so it can live on. So, a big we also the world was hit again with Kimbo Slice as well. You know, Kimbo's with another brother who was found dead, who died. Well, not found dead, but he's actually died in the hospital, they say. I don't know too much about that, but he's dead at age 42, Kimbo Slice, man. So we pray for his family as well, man, as they grieve. But I want to give you a big let you know about the events coming up next week, June 16th through the 19th, man. The Freedom Fest weekend, man, is going down right here in Fort Worth, Texas, man. We got some great things, man. Starting at Thursday, we want to invite you out to next to the stage event complex, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133 here in Fort Worth. We'll be doing the Black Wall Street Legacy Mixer, and that's from 6:30 to 9, and we'll have a retired Fort Worth detective, talking, answering questions, and discussing knowing your rights. So if you'd like to know your rights, we'd love to invite you out. We'd love to invite you out to be a part of that. It's absolutely free. So that's the 16th, Thursday. So I'm sorry, Thursday, June the 16th, we'll be with him and with our other black businesses and stuff like that, 6:30 to 9. We'll also be Friday, we'll be doing Shoes to Heal at Community Christian Church from 9 in the morning to 12 in the afternoon. We'll be feeding the homeless. We'll be putting shoes on the homeless. We have the Hano Gold Radio, who will be there with their radio station live playing music. So we'll be there blessing the homeless, and I'm pretty sure that'll be blessing us with wisdom as well. So that's a great thing we'll be doing there from 9 to 12 at the Community Christian Church. I think it's 1720 Vickery Boulevard there in Fort Worth off of Riverside and Vickery. That night we'll be at the former Kyle Park Apartments there in between Berry Street and Mitchell Boulevard. And we'll be there doing the We Are One rally. We have a lot of different things that we talk about at the We Are One rally. We have a lot of discussions. We got Officer Pena doing the Success to Respect program, which is also involves stops when you get stopped and how to, you know, conduct yourself during a traffic stop and how police should conduct themselves. We'll be talking about HIV and AIDS. We talk about domestic violence. We talk about sickle cell with Maroon 9. We talk about school to prison pipeline, how they're setting up schools to set our black kids up to go to prison, different things like that. We talk about MAC program, Ministers Against Crime. We got the CAPA, which is Clergy and Police Alliance. I mean, we got a lot of great things that are on that night, and that's from 7 to 9, that Friday night on the 17th. The 18th is where we get it in at the Fort Worth Water Gardens from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. We'll be at the Fort Worth Water Gardens, like I said. We have the World Sickle Cell Day and Juneteenth celebration, even though we know World Sickle Cell Day and Juneteenth is actually on the 19th, which is that Sunday, but we usually celebrate it on that Saturday from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. We have two great bands there. We have Taylor Pace out of Phoenix, and also we have another great band, Force of Nature. We have a lot of great artists. If you can check out my Facebook page, look me up, Angelique on McKinney. We got a lot of great artists. Asha Fire, we got Prentice, we got Dewire, we Marcus D, man, we got some great performers coming up that will be there. So we want you to come listen to some great people and really enjoy the festivities. It's absolutely free. These events are absolutely free. That's Saturday, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm sorry, yeah, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday. And also that Sunday, we'll be kicking off Legacy Network. Along with that, we'll be having our first blood drive, and that we will be ending right there also at next to the stage event complex, 4612 Granberry Road. And we'll be there, like I say, launching Legacy Comedy. A lot of great things going on that day. But at 4 o'clock, it's going to be 4 to 9. 4 to 6, we'll have the Carter Blood Carol be there on site. We'll be doing a lot of great things, meeting our people out there, and launching Legacy, which is be connecting black businesses together, working on helping black businesses sustain. Different things like that. And if you'd like to sign up for Legacy Network, you can go to signup.legacynetwork.biz. signup.legacynetwork.biz. Also, you can come meet the friendly Miss Chef Amelia Stewart. She'll be there catering and doing her thing there that evening as well, man. So we look forward to all those great events coming up. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. So I'm looking forward to. We have a whole weekend. Like I said, if you don't remember, check out our website, next2thestage.com, next2thestage.com. And, man, we can get it in like that, man. Today we have a great show, of course. We always try to talk about our community, how we can help our community. And big shout-out to my brother, man. He Felton, man. He had a great event this past Sunday on Miller Street where brothers, all got together. Felton Jenkins, and he's actually in the room in there as well right now with the other brothers. But we was all there, man, making things happen with stopping the violence and stopping the silence rally. And that was a great thing. So we're working on a lot of different aspects in our community. So it's time to come together. We got to do it. It takes a village. And we are our brothers and sisters' keeper, you know. So we have to do that. excuse me. But we have a great show for you today, man. We have our girl, Lady Fee, on the show today. She'll be doing her thing, man. So hopefully she'll be calling in. We can talk to her a little bit about what's going on. We have another brother who's actually working on some. He's working on raising money for the girls, Lincoln girls basketball team here in Fort Worth. They play out of Sycamore Community Center. And so he's working on raising money for them. So I'm hoping he'll call in as well. But we have Lady Fee. She's actually going to be a guest on the Off the Chest show coming up this Sunday, which we film at Next to the Stage Event Complex. They film there every Sunday. And I'm sorry, every second and fourth Sunday from 6:30 to around 9 o'clock. And we saw live filming, and you come out, you can listen to the topics. They always have great topics. And, come out and be a part of the audience and come out and be a part of the discussion. And then just be a part of the whole show. They have entertainment. They have DJ Yada Yada out there in the building doing this thing. We got, like I said, we got Red, you know, Shay, Man. We got Nightcrawler. And I know I'm missing somebody. Shay, Nightcrawler, Man, Red, and Pops. You know, we all be in the building. So, you know, you definitely want to come out on Sundays, man, and check them out. If you'd like to be on the show, you can definitely, I think, hit them up at offthechest.weebly.com, offthechestshow.weebly.com, one of those. They'll definitely love to hear from you. Or hit them up at Off the Chest on Facebook, and they would Off the Chest Media on Facebook. They'll love to hear from you. But we come out and we want to connect. So I'm going to play a couple of songs, man, but I want to thank y'all so much for listening and being a part. Like I said, we're here live at the Aletheia Temple. Aletheia Temple, getting it in, man. Getting it in right here. And thanking God for everything that he has done and going to be doing, man. So like, we'll be right back, man. This is Agu Radio, baby. Your boy Lico Mac, we in the building, man. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, all right? All right, y'all. We're working on trying to get everything working out over here, man. You know how Wi-Fi is sometimes. So if the music starts, that'll be great. We get ready wanting to play Brian McKnight 5.0, man. Fall 5.0, which is a great song. If we get the Wi-Fi to working right, so we finna see what's up, y'all. So we definitely trying to get it together. But, man, we got a great thing going on here, y'all. We just really appreciate our listeners. I appreciate y'all, you know, supporting Sagu Radio right here on the Bomb Radio Network, man. Give a shout-out to my girl, Ms. K, you know, my sister in crime over there, man, doing her thing on Monday nights and on The Answer Is You Show. And we definitely appreciate her doing the great things that she do. And like I say, man, it's just so much going on in the community, man. But we really got to be mindful of what we say and what we do to help our young people. And because they need some people to look up to. They need some people to look up to. They need some people to be a mentor to them. You know, if you're a hip-hop artist, man, please, I encourage you to be more, you know, sensitive to what you're saying, because these kids listen to you, you know. They listen to you, man, and it's just, we have to understand and be mindful, man. We understand everything can be, you know, drugs and women, cars, money, clothes, gold, jewelry, you know. We're going to try to get this together here in just a minute. Hold on. One moment. I'm trying to work on this here. So, we getting it in. So, I think everything kind of coming together a little bit now. So, hopefully it's working out. I see some people on the line, and I want to apologize about what's going on. This is crazy beyond me. You know how electronics are. But anyway, we have a great show lined up. We got Lady Fee. I think she's already on the line. Let me see if I can get her here live here. If we can get her red. This Wi-Fi is really tripping over here. So let me see if we can get her live real quick. 4852, is this Miss Lady Fee?
Nah, this Red, man.
What's up, Red? What's going on, man? I didn't know your last name. What's going on, brother?
What's going on? Now, she should be calling me. She having problems.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They just texted me as well, man. So I was just trying to tell her to call back in, see what's going on. I'm over here at the Lathia Temple Church, man. Got some brothers meeting, man. So Pastor Chris, man, we, you know, got some, trying to work out some things over here, man, just to work on this community, you know. So whenever my sister Lady Fee, if you're on the line, please hit the number one, and I'll see that you're on the line, and we can go to you, and we can work it out. So big shout-out to 1181 and 9955, and I think that's her on the line right there.
She on line right now.
Yeah, that's her. I think that's her right here. We're going to go live to 9955. Is this Miss Lady Fee I'm speaking with?
Yes.
All right, Miss Lady Fee, you live on Sagu Radio. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Red on the line as well. Big shout out to you. Thank you for being able to get in today. How you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
We doing pretty good, you know, in spite of these doggone Wi-Fis and different things, this electronics, they do what they want to do. You know, give a big shout out to Red. He on the line.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, Lady Fee? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I can't wait to sit down with you, man. I can't wait to get to talk to you on the show.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm glad. I appreciate Red and them putting it out there to be on the show, man. We love to have great artists. I love your song. I thought it was awesome. And real quick, before we get into that, I would like for Red to let everyone know how they can listen to your show and be on your show.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Find your show. No, I'm talking to Red.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Red.
Okay. For everybody, hey, this is your boy Red, Off the Chest Media. We have the Off the Chest Show. You can watch the show, of course, on our YouTube channel, Off the Chest Media. Or you can catch the show on our Facebook pages. You can catch the show on our website at offthechestmedia.com. Please check it out. Lady Fee is going to rock the show. We're going to have a great interview. We've done great things with many artists. I don't know how much more to say, Lico, man. You do your thing.
Well, that's what's up, man.
All right.
I say, it's all good, brother. So, but we got Lady Fee, and I'd like to see him introduce himself, but I definitely want you to introduce yourself, Lady Fee, let people know a little bit about you, where you're from, how long you've been doing your thing, and also how did you get Lady Fee? How did you become Lady Fee?
Well, first off, my original name is Felicia Franklin. I came up with the name Lady Fee with some coworkers of mine. I've been doing my music. Actually, I've been singing since I was 5. The song called Superwoman by Karen White is what inspired me the most.
Okay.
And since then, I've been singing, and as R&B continued to progress itself, and the more I hear different songs, the more I wanted to do R&B and hip-hop as a whole.
Okay.
I guess my children inspire me to do what I do, the hustle as far as my music. I actually started my first recording in August of last year, and when I heard myself for the first time on recording, that's why I continued to keep going, because I realized that, hey, I do have a talent. I don't want to waste
right.
it. And I feel
right.
like I got a lot of people.
And I agree. And when you say when you stepped in the studio, how long have you actually been doing this music thing? How long have you been pursuing your dream?
Actually, I've been wanting to pursue my dream for a long time. But when I was able to actually get in the studio and record was in August of last year.
That
was my very first time that I was able to actually get together with a good producer, and he was able to work with me and through the shyness and all of that. And now I'm a full-fledged artist.
You see, now. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know, you say, give a shout-out to the producer and stuff, man. Give a shout-out to him, man. If he brung that out of you, you can give him a shout-out.
Yes, most definitely. I do want to give a shout-out to my producer, Calabo. He's worked with me from day one. He's brought me out of all the shyness and everything. And, you know, he just molded me into the person that I am today as far as driven. And he showed me how to do everything as far as how to market myself and just be out there. So I do give a shout-out to him and his brother Anderson. I do give a shout-out to them both.
That's what's up. I just like to do that because I can say some people, you know, it takes a team. A lot of people think that you can do it on your own, but nobody who's doing anything is doing it on their own. So, and if anybody can do it on their own, I really want to know how they're doing it because they great people. But you say your kids inspire you to do what you do. What inspires you to write the things that you write in your songs? The song that we're going to be actually displaying today, that our family will be hearing today, is an awesome song. But what inspires you? What drives you to write? Or do you write your own songs?
Yes, I write my own music. My music is based off of experience. The song that you're hearing, which was in the Sphere, it's based off of a recent incident now. So it's when I wrote that song, I was pretty much annoyed, but I was writing like I was writing my journal. So that's where I came up with those lyrics.
Oh, wow. And I think that's the best time, really. And I think a lot of people, especially like Mary J. Blige, she's a person that seems like she writes from experience as well. And I think that's the best time when when you've had that emotion, you can put that rawness to it, you know. And I could hear that actually in the song. It sounded like it was an event that, you know, that you actually, you know, personal, like it was personal. And, but it came out beautiful. So when people hear your music, what do you want them to get out of it? What is your so when they listen to it, like they listen to this song today, what do you want them to get out this song? And when they listen to your project, your album or any song, what do you want them to get from Miss Fee?
Well, any song that I write, if anyone is going through it or they feel a certain way, you know, I just want it to soothe them emotionally. I don't want to write and it just be music. I want it to touch somebody on the inside because maybe someone else is going through the same thing or maybe someone can relate. You know, I just want it to just touch them emotionally to where it soothes them in their mind.
Right. And that's awesome, man. And that's the main thing I think about all music. But I think that's a great thing when you write. Definitely want people to be able to relate. And I'm pretty sure, like, and a lot of people feel like they go through things by themselves, you know, and then when they hear your music, they're like, man, I love Lady Fee because I can relate, you know. It's like a counseling session when people, you know, hear certain music that they can relate to. It just makes them feel good to know that they're not alone and different things like that. So, and I think that's great. So besides Red Off the Chest Show, where can people find you? Are you in Dallas? Are you in Fort Worth most of the time? Do you do clubs? Where can they find you at? Or how can they book you?
Yes, you can book me. My information is on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My phone number and email address if you need me to perform. If you have any information or you need any information as far as pricing or anything, just contact that the contact information is on all three of those pages. I also will be locally here in Fort Worth. I do perform at 1600 Club Righteous. I do perform in Dallas as well. I do Rip the Mic Live. Actually, this Friday you can catch me. I'll be opening for Big Tuck. So
okay.
I will also be there. You can get my business card. You can get my information there as well. I also will have albums for sale on deck as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I like I said, I mean, we need to support our artists as much as possible. And I always ask artists to give back to the community something. And then, like, the music that you're giving back is going to help somebody along the way. Not only women, but men as well that hear certain songs. You know, I love Mary J. Blige. You know, I love a lot of women. So I love Aaliyah, a lot, you know, Whitney Houston, all these, you know, they have great songs that even brothers can, you know, actually feel, you know, so a lot of times they think
right.
Everything is for the woman, but it's the brothers. We listen to that stuff too, man. So we listen to those great
yeah.
songs. So we want to thank you for being at who you are and expressing yourself like that, putting yourself out there, you know, your feelings and your heart, your emotions and your music like you do. I would like for you to line up, you know, we get ready to hear one of your great songs. I don't know if this is your your first single or this off the project. Do you have a title of a project yet? But I'd like for you to line the song up and we'll go ahead and play it.
Actually, yes. This is from my album. It's called The Royal Palace. And actually, this is one of the very last songs that I actually wrote. This was one of the four last songs that I wrote. So it's basically about a woman who is dating a guy and she's trying to heal his broken heart, but he won't allow her to.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what's the name of it?
Poisonous Spear.
Poisonous Spirit, right here, man. We finna get into it right here. If you're just tuning in, man, we got my girl, our friend, new friend, you know what I'm saying, Lady Fee on the line, man, and I would want to appreciate you for calling in. But we finna listen to Poisonous Spirit, and we'll be right back, man. Don't move a muscle, man. We'll be right back with Lady Fee on Sagu Radio. Step your game up, baby.
Oh, treat it right. You say you wanna be the king tonight. All I'm trying to do is give that to you. Trying to relax to your mind, babe. Trying to give you your heart, babe. Trying to give you all that your heart desires. Why are we up here arguing, babe? If I so unappreciated, babe. Mind so twisted, you got me so confused. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. In your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. In your heart, yeah. Always there when you need me, babe. Call me, I run to me about you. I wanna be that good one that you need. You say you don't want no drama, babe. You say you tired of that women, babe. Trying to show you that my love is for real. Trying to relax to your mind, babe. Trying to give you all that your heart desires. Why are we up here arguing, babe? I feel so unappreciated, babe. My so twisted, you got me so confused. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. In your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that put that poisonous fear in your heart, yeah. In your heart, yeah. In your heart, yeah. your heart, yeah. In your heart, yeah.
I'm the real truth in my heart. My love is so strong for you. I see your pain, your walk in the rain. I wanna get next to you, trying to get through to you, but you keep pulling back from me. I understand your pain, I walk through the same storm. But how long you expect for me to wait before I decide I have to move on? Trust is breaking things up, even though I've proven my love to you. What is it that you really want from me? Because everything you've been missing, I've been giving to you. What more do you want from me? Trying to keep a level head for us both, giving you my love, my trust, my everything. It's draining me mentally. So sit back, relax, and let a real queen take care of you.
I'm not the one that puts that poison spirit in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that puts that poison spirit in your heart, yeah. I'm not the one that puts that poison spirit in your heart, yeah. In your heart, yeah.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Poison is fear. Wow. You can definitely tell, you know, that that's a definitely personal song, but that is awesome. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, how people take different things into other relationships and things, you know, and different things like that, man. So I think that's great. I applaud you for that. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And I also applaud you just for, you know, like I said, getting out your shyness, because everybody has a story to tell, you know, and a lot of people think they don't. But like I said, you got out your shyness and you said, hey, you know what, man, I got something to say. And you are saying
right.
It, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to help somebody. It's going to bless somebody along the way. So, again, I want to thank Red for inviting you to the show, man. We love to have you back anytime. Anytime. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? We can't wait to see meet you. Can't wait to meet you there at, you know, on the show this Sunday. So, man, it's going to be awesome. Let people know where they can find you. Again, let them know how to get in touch with you, how to reach you, everything. Man, because we greatly appreciate it. It was awesome talking to you. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, again, you can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My music is also on iTunes, Spotify, Rhapsody, Symphy, all the major retailers. You can find it on all of those. You're going to also find me in Fort Worth and Dallas area. I do Rip the Mic Live in Dallas, and I do I perform at Club Righteous on Friday the 10th. I open for Big Tuck. Don't forget to support me. Come out and listen. Also on Sunday. So.
All right. And Club Righteous is on Evans, right?
Right, it's on Evans Avenue in Fort Worth, Texas.
Awesome, awesome. But I wish you much success. And even though you've been in the game for a year, a little bit over a year, man, I wish you much success. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. You know, right here on Sagu Radio, we support our independent artists, man. With Legacy Network, something that we're starting up. The kickoff will be coming up. Also, coming up. On the 19th, I'm sorry, of this month, we'll be having the kickoff of Legacy. And we also do Black Wall Street Fort Worth, and we also support independent artists as well. I want to invite you out to our Juneteenth festival as well, if you'd like to come out. I'm not sure where you're going to be on that day, but it's the 18th
mm-hmm.
of June, and we'll be at the Fort Worth Water Gardens from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., just getting in with other independent artists. We got a couple of bands, and I would love to have you this year, but we definitely have some spots available in September when we got Cycling for Sickle Cell Rally. So we'll definitely be doing that as well. So I'll keep you in mind. Definitely I'll be in touch with you. And I can't wait to meet you, like I said. Thank you for everything you're doing. And, hey, just keep up the great work. Don't stop. Don't stop.
I won't. And I just want to say a message to the artists out there that's trying to do their thing real quick. You know,
sure,
just want to let y'all know that you know, it's just work with other people. Don't be afraid, because we artists are a team. We have to do this together. And there's – an artist who works together, we grind together, we make the money together. So
that's real talk. That's awesome. And that's what we hear at we're here live right now at the Lathia Temple Church here in Stop Six, talking that same talk. We gotta stop being enemies to one another. We just really, we're not enemies, you know what I'm saying? So we got to stop looking at each other as enemies and start really, like I say, working together and get that black love back to one another. And so I really appreciate you saying that, because we do have to start coming together more. And thank you for everything you're doing. Like I said, you're welcome here on Saga Radio. We're here every Tuesday pretty much from, really I have a show from 7 to 9. But I had to come to a meeting today, so that's why I apologize for not being on. But thank you so much for still calling in, and sorry that you weren't able to call in as earlier. But you're here, we doing it, getting it in, and God bless you and everything. Godspeed, all right. God bless you. Yeah, you just tuning in. Hey, that's our girl, Lady C, right here from the phone, baby, getting it in, man. I tell you what, y'all be looking out for her. Thank you. You have a blessed evening, all right.
You too.
All right, y'all. That was Lady Fee, man. Thank you so much for calling in, man. We got some great things going on, y'all. 1181, I see you. 9909, I see you. 4852, I see you. Thank y'all for being on the line, man. Like I said, we're here live at Aletheia Temple, man, getting these brothers together, working on some things, man. As you know, I have a few brothers missing. But, you know, of course, we got some great things coming up the next week, man. We got the Freedom Fest weekend popping off. So I know you hear that noise in the background, brothers talking. But we got Freedom Fest weekend popping off this weekend, man. You can go to Next, the number 2, the stage, next2thestage.com, and check it out. And also, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you information right now as well. But if you're not able to write it down, that's cool. But check us out from the 16th through the 19th of this month. 16th, we'll be at Next to the Stage Event Center for the Legacy, for Forward Black Wall Street Legacy Mixer. We have our brother Michael, retired Forward Detective, Michael Carroll. Michael Carroll will be talking about knowing your rights. And so if you want to come out and know your rights, you have any questions, he'd love to answer them. Also, we'll be talking about other businesses and then letting you talk about your business and supporting businesses and what we do by supporting our businesses. I want to put it out there, if you are a black business or if you're thinking about having a black business, please sign up for Legacy Network. Go to signup.legacynetwork.biz. That's signup.legacynetwork.biz. Sign your business up today. It's free, and we'd love to work with you and help support your business. Friday, on the 17th, we'll be feeding the homeless there at Community Christian Church, also putting shoes on their feet. We have some people that donated gently used shoes and some used shoes. So we go out and Community Christian Church let us get on their parking lot and let them come pick up shoes. And big shout out to Up and Smoke Barbecue, be out there feeding the homeless, giving them something. Also, Tejano Gold Radio be in the place doing their thing. So we'll be doing that from 9 to 12. That night, we'll be at the old former Kyle Park Apartments in between Mitchell Boulevard and Berry Street doing the We Are One rally, where we have a mixture of things that we talk about. It's an awareness rally. So we talk about a lot of great things. So we'd love to invite you out there. We'll be doing that from 7 to 9. Saturday, we'll be out at the Fort Worth Water Gardens, which is the 18th, from 2 to 10 p.m. Got a lot of great artists, a lot of great things going on there. We're going to have a Prince tribute, Michael Jackson tribute, of course. It's a great event, free. Bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets, bring all that great stuff, man. We just want you to come out. It's free. And celebrate with us World Sickle Cell Day and Juneteenth with us, man. We love to have you out there. And on the 19th, Father's Day, we'll definitely be back at Next to the Stage Event Center, where we'll be launching Legacy Network, man. So we definitely want you out there for that. From 4 to 9, from 4 to 6, we actually be putting it out there. We have Carter Blood Care out. If you want to give blood, we'd love to have you out there to give blood. It's our first blood drive, helping with sickle cell, you know, and, man, we'd love to have you out, man. They'll be out there from 4 to 9 as well. And but at 7 o'clock to 9, we'll be actually launching Legacy Network and connecting black businesses. Hopefully we have some comedian, have a comedian out there doing their thing, and have some music out there for you, some jazz. It's going to be a great evening. It's also a free event. So we want you out there, man, to end it with us at Next to the Stage in the Launch of Legacy Network. If you're a black business, you need to be there. You need to be there. Get involved, you know. It takes a village, man. It takes a village. And we are our brothers and sisters keepers. So we got to get it together, man. If you like, you can hit up Romalis Brumfield on Facebook. Friend him. He's the founder. But we definitely connect up and we do it together. You know what I'm saying? And we want all of us to do it together, make it our legacy network as well. Also, Black Wall Street Forward, we want to connect with all that kind of great stuff because we have to do it ourselves. We can't expect anyone to do it for us. So we definitely want to be there at the end of that Sunday from 6 p.m. I'm sorry, from 4 p.m. to 9. So we want to thank y'all so much, man, for listening on the show, man. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. We got some things going on up in here. We about to get ready. Got my brother, TJ, man, Raxton in the building, man. Get ready to get out of here. He with the Kappa program, man. So we'll see you, brother. Appreciate you. God bless you, man. These brothers out here are getting it in, man. So we just want to thank you for being on the show. I'm going to cut the show a little short today. But it will be next week. Check us out again. Tuesday, we in the building. Texas out 7 to 9, Sagu Radio. But we want to thank y'all for all being on the line, man. God love you. We'll see you next week, man. Much blessings, much peace. And like I say, if you need anything, you want to sign up for Legacy, go to signup.legacynetwork.biz, signup.legacynetwork.biz. And if you want more to know more about Freedom Fest weekend, hit us up, next2thestage.com, next2thestage.com, all right? All right, y'all, we love you. All right, then we'll see y'all next week. God bless you, Mama. I see you. Hey, Ro, see you. And we'll see y'all later. God bless. Be talking to y'all soon. Y'all have a blessed rest of the week.